Hi, I'm Kevin Craig, the Libertarian Party candidate for United States House of Representatives in Missouri's 7th District, and you should not assume that anything on this website represents the position of the National Libertarian Party at lp.org or the Missouri State Libertarian Party at molp.org or any other Libertarian candidate. If someone comes up to you and says, "Don't vote for Kevin Craig because he's an anarchist," that person is either lying about me, or that person is simply a victim of educational malpractice. That's because our educational system has trained us all to think in our minds, when we hear that word anarchist, of a bomb-throwing assassin who doesn't believe in private property, who foments chaos, riots, destabilizes governments, overthrows them by force and civil war, and leaves us in a state of anarchy where every man is his own god and criminals run rampant. That is 180 degrees opposite of what I am. I do not believe in violence. I do not believe in vengeance. I believe in private property. The Bible says, "Let all things be done decently and in order." And I believe in a nation under God, a city on a hill, and not a state of anarchy where every man is his own god. In fact, some people have called me a theocrat, an advocate of theocracy, because I believe in a world of a nation under God. I think this issue of archism versus anarchism is one of the most important issues. It's not an issue in this election. It's an issue in human society and in human existence, because I think archists threaten the very existence of human beings and human society. So let's look at the outline of this webpage, and it's a huge webpage, really, and it could take you several hours to go through all the audios and all the information here, plus it links to my campaign website at kevincraig.us. And that website, I believe, is the largest candidate website on the internet, in which I show how a society without archists is one of liberty under God. The first question, of course, the people ask on this website, which is called "I Am Not an Archist," is, what is an archist? An archist, as I define it, and as I believe the Bible defines it, is a person who believes he has the right to impose his will on other people by force. Now, that sounds sort of like the anarchist we just described a minute ago, but I think that's wrong, and I'll explain why. In the Bible, the disciples didn't quite understand the mission of Jesus Christ, and they were at one point arguing about who is going to be the greatest, who is going to be the most powerful, who is going to be on top, who is going to be the leader, who is going to exercise political power, the rod, the sword, in a kingdom that was basically a fascist hierarchy, a pyramid society. And Jesus said they had it all wrong. He said the emperors of the world, the emperors of the nations, the Gentiles, they are accounted to be archists, great rulers, great powerful lords over people, able to impose their will on other people by force. But Jesus said his followers are not to be like these people, whom he describes as archists. That is to say, they exercise that power of rule, which he uses the Greek word that makes up our English word anarchist. The English word anarchist, literally from two Greek words, means not an archist. An archist is a great ruler who imposes his rule on other people by force. I've got a list of famous archists in history, and I ask the question, are you an archist? Do you vote for archists? Do you want archists to impose your will on other people by force? Are you a Wall Street banker that you want your congressman, your archist, to take money from other people and bail out your bad investments? Are you one of the 99% who wants the wealth of the 1% transferred to you by force, redistributed to you by force by your elected archist? Well, a lot of people in America, I believe, are archists. And I also believe that these people are of greater threat to your life, liberty, and property, your life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, than all the so-called anarchists combined. Now, this whole question of anarchist and not being an archist and so forth, it's controversial, it's weird, it's wiggy, it's off the charts. So why bring it up in this campaign for Congress? Two reasons. Number one, I'm not going to win. The registration in this district is so overwhelmingly lopsided for the Republicans that there's no way I can beat a Republican. And as I said, I believe this is a very important issue, and the reason I run for Congress is simply to get me a platform to put my views in front of the public. And my views are in defense of the idea of liberty under God. And by liberty, I mean freedom from archists, freedom from those who would impose their will on you by force. And by under God, I mean a society that acknowledges the laws of nature and of nature's God, not a state of anarchy, but a state in which a society in which people acknowledge that Jesus is our archist, our ruler, and no other human being has the right to be an archist. It is the spirit of party that forces or compels or urges people to call me an anarchist and imply that I'm a person of bad moral character, a violent person, a person who's prone to rioting, a person who's prone to overthrowing governments by force and civil war and leaving us in chaos and so forth, because they put their party ahead of true principles, ahead of the country, and ahead of the ideals that made America the most prosperous and most admired nation in history. And those ideals were the Christian ideals of liberty under God. That's what I'm proposing to replace our archist machinery with. The archist machinery in Washington, D.C. I believe we should just abolish it all. I believe America's founding fathers would abolish it all. They abolished the government in their day, which was just a small fraction as tyrannical as the government we have today. Some people object, in fact. They go back and forth here. At one point, they'll be accusing me of being an anarchist, and the next minute, they'll be accusing me of trying to impose a theocracy. I don't believe in imposing my will by force. I don't believe in passing laws to force people, to compel people to believe what I believe or do what I think they should do. But I do believe that human society is possible only when there is a shared recognition of the laws of nature and of nature's God. More specifically, America's founding fathers said that our society has to be united around the religion of Jesus Christ, and that being a Christian was more important than being a patriot. And so, if you're following this outline, I'm already down on question number 5, which talks about the separation of church and state. Right below question 5 are the 5 traits of a Christian non-archist. You can call me an anarchist if you want. I think that's fine for you to call me that, because it creates publicity, and that's what I'm looking for, is publicity. But as I said, in our government schools, we were trained to think of as an anarchist, when we hear that word anarchist, to think of a bomb-throwing assassin who doesn't believe in private property, seeks to create chaos, riots, destabilizing governments and overthrowing them by force, civil war, terrorism, and ultimately a society where there's chaos, anarchy, everyone is his own god, and criminals run rampant. I am, of course, as I said, the exact opposite of every single one of those basic 5 ideas. I've tried to break them down into the 5 ideas. First, I don't believe in imposing my will on others by force, which archists do. I don't believe in returning evil for evil. I don't believe in vengeance. I believe in reconciliation. I don't believe in punishment. Rather, I believe in restitution. And I believe a system of restitution, society, a free market, can create institutions which help foster restitution of harm done, rather than simple punishment, which inflicts a second damage upon the victim. If I steal your car, what you want is your car back. You don't profit at all if the archists put me in prison and then come to you for the bill for my color TV and my weightlifting set in prison. You're victimized twice, first by me and then next by the archists. A free market can produce incentives and systems which can reconcile parties who are at odds and help an offender make restitution to his victim. Number 3, I believe in private property. I believe the government shouldn't tell us how to use our private property, because we each have a calling from God, and God requires us to be stewards of the property that ultimately God owns, and our calling and our use of property should not be interfered with by archists. I believe in order. I believe in systems. I believe in institutions. I believe the free market creates order, and I believe archists in government, by their manipulation and interference, get in the way of the order that people freely create. We create businesses. We create customs. We create ways of doing things. We stand in line when we need to. We create systems of transportation to move goods so we can make sales and make a profit. All of these systems, all of these kinds of order, are created by the free market and the government by its interference, the archists attempting to impose the will of some special interests on everyone else, interferes with order. They cause recessions and depressions. They create instability where we don't know what the future is going to hold, and we can't invest, and we can't create jobs. It's the archists, it's the government that gets in the way of order. Finally, it's the government, it's archists, who tell our local schools here in this area that they cannot teach students that the Declaration of Independence is true. That is to say, in public schools, teachers can't teach their students that the existence of God is a self-evident truth, that our rights are the product of intelligent design, that God has revealed, as Blackstone says, in the Holy Scriptures, the laws of nature and of nature's God, that we will answer to the supreme judge of the world for our conduct in conformity with the laws of nature and of nature's God, and that if we obey these laws and if we respect the rights of others and if we are not archists and if we do not seek to impose our will on other people by force and threats of violence, then we can have a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence and a firm optimism concerning the future and the progress for peace and prosperity in this world. It's archists who say we cannot teach students in public school that the Declaration of Independence is true, really true. Sure, we can teach them that a bunch of old white dead males used to believe it was true, but we can't teach that it really is objectively true. And that's why archists in Washington, D.C. are the greatest threat to a nation under God, an orderly and prosperous society of liberty under God. Some people will say, well, you know, that sounds good, and you say that you're the most socially conservative candidate in the race for the House of Representatives in the Congressional District number 7 in Missouri, and yet you're a libertarian, and libertarians, they don't believe in any kind of laws. They don't believe in any restrictions. They believe anything goes. Well, what they believe is that if your son is found out to be a dope-smoking loser, that you, as a parent, should have the choice. You can spend $30,000 on a private Christian recovery system and hope that your son is empowered to have a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, the ability to overcome challenges and frustrations, and not seek escape through hallucination and intoxication. Or you can spend $100,000, three times, five times, maybe 10 times more on a government system, which basically means your son is thrown into a prison with a violent psychopath to be sodomized for 20 years. Now, which one would you choose? You would choose a private Christian recovery facility because you want your son to really be empowered and not simply punished for using drugs. That, to me, is a socially conservative way to deal with problems like drugs and gambling and sex and things like that. Not coercion, not compulsion, and not the initiation of force or threats of violence. And so I am socially conservative. Even though I believe something like drug use should be legal, that doesn't mean I condone it, and it also means that I believe that private systems for dealing with drug use are more humane and more Christian than those systems proposed and implemented by archists. And as I suggested earlier, the real key in this election is not who you vote for. The key is education. And we need to educate people concerning the principles that made America the most prosperous and most admired nation in history. If your son or daughter, but let's forget the gender stuff, if your son came to you and said, "Dad, I want to be an anarchist when I grow up," you would be horrified because of how you've been trained in government-run schools. You would say, I don't understand it. Why would my son want to be prone to violence and create civil war and riots and disorder and chaos and crime and sexual debauchery and all these things? He says he wants to be an anarchist. Where did I go wrong? Well, actually, you should be more horrified if your son came to you and said, "Dad, I want to be an archist. I want to impose my will on other people by force. I want to threaten people with violence. I want to do terrible and hurtful things to people around the world, bombing people back to the Stone Age and destroying commerce, destroying free trade, destroying everybody's right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness." That's what archists do. America's founding fathers realized that archists were the big threat to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And that's why their institutions, their constitutions, said we need to bind archists down by the chains of the Constitution. In our world today, because we have this fear of so-called anarchists, We allow archists to destroy life and society. How often does it happen in your life that your life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness is obstructed or destroyed by a so-called anarchist? And yet every single year, year after year, archists in Washington, D.C. confiscate half of everything you earn, and they regulate your lives, they destroy your pursuit of happiness, they bring our culture down from levels where before, when archists were less powerful, we were more prosperous, we were more free, and our children showed more respect to experts and parents and teachers and elderly. It's archists that are destroying human society, and you need to react with more horror if your son or daughter says, "Dad, I want to become an archist," than you do when they say, "I want to become an anarchist." We need to completely have a complete re-understanding of what those words mean. And instead of having a connotation of horror when we hear the word anarchist, we need to understand the real meaning of that word, not an archist, and who the archists are, and who the real enemies of society and human prosperity, peace, and happiness are. So I hope you'll find this website stimulating, and I hope eventually you'll come to realize that the real enemy of society and a humane social order are the archists. And that will be a major transformation in human existence. It's something we need to do quickly because the archists are sending us over the cliff, and we're facing a situation of riots, disorder, chaos, a meltdown of our economy, a destruction of the dollar, and the things we think of when we hear the word anarchy are the things that our archists in Washington, D.C. are bringing down on our heads. So I hope you enjoy this website. I hope you will communicate with me. I've got several ways to communicate on this website. Email, a phone message. You can leave a phone message, a video message, an audio message for me. Or you can post on Facebook. There's a Facebook plugin that allows you to make a comment and post to your Facebook friends. So I hope you'll help me get a conversation going that's far more important than who gets elected to Congress. That election, I think, is in the bag. We need to have a paradigm shift so that we are more horrified by archists than we are by anarchists. Thank you very much for listening. Again, my name is Kevin Craig. I'm the Libertarian candidate for United States House of Representatives in Missouri's 7th Congressional District. But that's just a platform to discuss who is the good guy, the anarchist or the archist.